Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Welcome to an Hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and we're going to be talking today with a lady who has walked a path in life that I don't think many people would envy. But out of walking the path that she has, she's emerged with some really very special messages for those that would be open and receptive to the wisdoms that she's learned. Her book is titled, The Only Way Out Is In, The Secrets of the 14 Realms to Love, Happiness, and Success. And my guest is Reverend Daya Devi Doolin. Daya, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Donna. It's a pleasure to be here and share with everyone.
Well, you have a very, very interesting story, and I wanted to let my listeners know that at one time you were homeless. You today are a national presenter. Obviously, you have been acknowledged as an author, written more than one book, and you're also a Unity minister. You wanted to share what some people would describe as secrets, but you want it out there. You want people to know the tools that you utilize, and of course, my listeners come from around the world from all kinds of different spiritual, metaphysical backgrounds. And I really thought that what you had to share was very, very significant. And another thing that happens with this book, every book that itself goes for the charity Homes for Our Troops. And there's a website, homesforourtroops.org. And
yes.
Because you have been through such difficult times yourself, you wanted to be a part of this to help to support those people that perhaps coming back from the war maybe might be losing their homes, as so many people have just in the recent past and are continuing today. Let's go into a little of your background, Daya, because I think the fact that you've had the courage to talk about it, so many people, when they go through tough times, they sweep it under the carpet. They say, I don't want anybody to know that I was a homeless person, that I had these challenges. Tell us your story.
Sure. My husband, I'll just, if I told the whole story, the whole length of everything, we would be here for hours and hours. But I'll start where Chris and I met as street musicians in Philadelphia. I was playing on the streets for a living, and one of the members in the band, it was a three-piece band, street musicians, we were called street players, and he happened to know one of the guitarists that was in the band, and eventually he passed by us playing, and then we got introduced, and then he watched us for a couple of weeks, maybe 2 weeks, playing on the streets, and then he asked if he could join us. Well, he did. We would make, like, out of the four of us playing, probably $4 to $5, and we'd had to split it. Well, we got to be, you know, during our breaks, Donna, we got to be closer and closer, because we were the only two that wanted to learn and grow, and we had things of substance to share and feelings, and it was a real commonality of spirituality. And it came time for us to split up from the group because they were involved in things we didn't want to get involved in, didn't feel right. And so we got a little apartment. We had a room and a kitchen, things like that. And down below, as an aside, there must have been 50 cats in the landlady's place that we lived in. So when we'd bring our guitars in and run up the stairs, we'd go like two or three steps at a time to get out of that aroma, pungent aroma, I might add. But we were able to save some money, believe it or not, and I had written to my brother to maybe add some money to what we had. He lives in Cleveland. Add some money to what we had saved so we could get this van that was sitting outside of the apartment in Philadelphia. And so we were just about ready to get the van when one of the band members had a sense of what was going on, because we tried to keep secret, you know, what we were doing. And so he came in one day while we were out, one of the band members, and ransacked the place to make it look like we were robbed. And we didn't have a bank account, so we kept our money at the base of the headboard of the in our little apartment, our little room, and in a little styrofoam cup, and we covered the cup over. Well, he stole the money and claimed that he didn't, but you knew that because he had new shoes and new pants and new shirt and stuff and went over to Atlantic City and gambled. He was a gambler. Gambled the money away that we had saved. And that was going to be our rent, or either it was going to be, you know, to pay for the van that we saw. It was a VW van, really nice. So the landlady, being the way she was, did not, you know, allow us to stay any longer than we could without having any rent to pay. And so we had no money for security anywhere else. We had nothing. So there we were. And we found parks to sleep in Philadelphia. There was a park called Copps Creek Parkway. We'd go there and sleep at night. We'd have to walk from 60th Street, 60th Street, I forget the name of the street, Copps Creek Parkway and 60th Street. We'd have to walk from there to get to 15th and Chestnut, which was the area we would play in to make money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So when we got there, we were tired and exhausted, and we didn't play too much later in the evening because we'd have to walk back to wherever we were going to sleep. Well, we eventually found places like we would stay up in the McDonald's restaurant or Arthur Treacher's fish and chips place, you know, till they put us out, or we'd find some place to sleep. It might be a park bench, and one of us would keep our eyes open that our two guitars would not be taken. And a couple of times, Donna, we found apartment buildings, apartment complexes, you know, where mm-hmm. they have lots of stacked apartments, and so the cars would be outside of the apartments. And we, at one time, we had a blanket, and we put the blanket under the car, one of the cars, and we both would sleep close together, and our guitars had to fit in there too. So we had to wake up early enough so that nobody would roll over us. Excuse me for laughing, mm-hmm. but it's funny now. But we just had to do what we had to do. And as far as food was concerned, sometimes we could get something from McDonald's, but one of the places was called Nobby's Chicken Restaurant right on Chestnut Street. And we would play outside of their restaurant sometimes, and they would give us food, you know, for bringing people in because of mm-hmm. what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just the two of us at that time. So we got some chicken once in a while with some salad and a beverage. But that was like a once a week or twice a week thing.
Now, for you to get out of this, I'm mm-hmm. wanting to just get to something here. You were in this situation for how long?
We were in that situation from February 14th until October 20th or so, 22nd or something like that.
So those many months, you were mm-hmm. living this life
mm-hmm.
that was not really on the run per se, but it was involving hiding, just surviving, basic
yes.
survival. And
yes.
most people have known. He's got a wonderful poem, which we won't have time to read, about the bag lady. I may do that later
oh,
on my
yes.
show.
Okay.
Which I thought was wonderful, and I'm going to share with my that with my audience later. But mm-hmm. to break this, did you get a particular opportunity with a television show? What ended up breaking the cycle?
There were a lot of things. One thing is we would go to a bookstore and we would read the Christian Science Monitor books, you know, that they would put out. We would look through the glass and get inspiration that way, and we would go to other places and get inspiration to just stick with what we were doing, what we knew to do, which was music. And Catherine Ponder's book was one of the books that fell off the shelf in front of Chris's feet.
Mm-hmm.
And we would go to this bookstore and read it. You know, you couldn't read it all in one time because they put you out. And so we would read a little bit at a time together. And she's just a wonderful writer. She's written about 11 books. Well, that's one thing. And we always prayed when we got to know each other better and better. We always would pray every day before we went out to any street that we were going to be playing on, because we had a lot of adversity. Donna, there was buses that were going by, and it would drown out our sound because we didn't have acoustics like, you know, electric,
mm-hmm.
electricity. And the people we were playing with, like I said, were into things that we didn't want to get into. So basically, a television crew heard about our music, and they came out and they televised it. And this is with the other people, the other members. But we got a surprise check delivered to, I think it was my sister, who I had been teaching in the school system in Wilmington for about 10 years. And I had left because there was too much racial stuff going on. There was just too much racial stuff going on at the school. So I left. But I didn't know that there was any retirement money coming to me.
Mm-hmm.
So as the universe has it, you know, when you're patient, when you're devout in your faith and strong in your belief of what you're doing and knowing you're doing what your purpose in life is, then I won't say you're rewarded, but it's a word that the universe responds to your feeling nature. And so that money came at a time when we really could use it. I mean, we could have used it before, but
mm-hmm.
winter was coming on, and we needed to be out of the weather. And as a result of that money coming, we found a motel called the Newton Motel in Newtonville, and that was in Pennsylvania. And so the guy who owned the place, he did not say we had to pay him up front for staying there. He waited until we got our first week's pay from this job that was 5 minutes away, and we were able to do other things like get some other equipment for ourselves, you know, to play.
Mm-hmm.
And as it turns out, right where that motel was, Donna, right across the street was the community college. And we started going over there, and people started hearing about us playing, and then we got jobs, gigs that were paying more than $5. It was
mm-hmm.
more like $50. $50 for each of us. And that was really something. That was really a blessing. So we never gave up, and we still are the same way. We still pray about everything. We listen, and things are really revealed to anyone who decides that it's time for me to listen and to get out of the stuck state that I'm in. It's just time
I want to
listen.
Yes, I want to quote something from your book that you have
okay.
right at the very beginning. and I'm going to quote it word from word. You can only apprehend the infinite by a faculty superior to reason, by entering into a state in which you are your finite self no longer, in which the divine essence is communicated to you. This is ecstasy. It is the liberation of your mind from its finite consciousness. Like can only apprehend like. When you thus cease to be finite, you become one with the infinite. In the reduction of your soul to its simplest self, its divine essence, you realize this union, this identity. Now, this was written by Plotinus to Flaccus in A.D. 204.
Yes.
And a physician had brought that quote to the forefront. You put it in your book, and I thought, this is an awareness that we always have to be reminded of, that we are a part of a much bigger environment. And though we may see ourselves as finite, we are a part of something that is so unlimited that when we're able to tap into what you describe as the realm, then it is made available to us. And it is the stepping into the unknown, which you and Chris did. But I really found a number of your stories quite interesting. Of course, when I found out that you were a fan of Lobsang Rampa, this is a man that came out in the 60s. I have almost all of his books. I mean, I love this man's writings, and he passed away, I think, in the 80s.
Yes.
He was a fascinating Tibetan Lama and did a wonderful job of conveying information. You did a lot of reading. Catherine Ponder is a woman that whose works I'd recommend to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
But your journey, you kept on, and then you decided that you wanted to become a guidance counselor, if you will, for others. And this is how you became a minister. But your book, you want people to know that they have the same access to the same stuff, if you will, regardless of their cultural background, regardless of their economic situation, regardless of their education. It belongs to them. It belongs to everybody.
Yes.
And that's what I liked about your book. Let's talk about something that is on the minds of so many today, and that is economics.
Mm-hmm.
Here you went through being homeless. I mean, I don't know that many of my listeners have slept underneath a car on a blanket, you know, saying, be sure we wake up before the people drive off. I mean, I don't know many people that have done that. But you've got something to share with so many regarding the aspect of being provided and being taken care of. Why don't you touch into that for a bit? Because I think sometimes people today feel so discouraged. They hear so much news and so much negative garbage. They wonder, is it worth it? Do I have a chance? I've been laid off. You know, my baby's sick. There's all kinds of things. I don't have the money. Let's talk to those people, because it's tough times for a lot. Some people are losing their homes.
Yes, we have to realize that all the help we need is right in front of us, as long as we don't push it away with our disbelief. And I know you know what I mean. When you wake up every day and you go, this is going to be a bad day, I need to have coffee, or this is going to be a terrible day because I'm going into a situation where I don't know if I'm going to be fired or not. We cannot wake up with these doubts, because these doubts will be fulfilled for us because of the frequency of them, and the universe will respond. It has to respond according to your belief, your focus, your feeling, nature about what you believe your day is going to be like. And so when you wake up, you wake up joyful. You wake up, oh, gosh, what a wonderful day this is going to be. I have no idea what kind of adventures I'm going to have, but I know it's going to be great. And you know why? Because yesterday is the future of today. My future is now. Everything I think and do and say and act today is my future for tomorrow. So I say, my future is now. I'm preparing for tomorrow by what I'm thinking today. And so I can't go around believing that, even though the news is all around me, even though people believe the news all around me, and I enter into my job with people believing that this is that and this is black and this is that. I have to believe and stay focused in my truth and knowing that all is well.
I agree, and I think that is powerful. And the more people that do that, the more the changes, the right kind of changes, evolve. Now, you have a couple of exercises in your book. And again, Daya's book is called The Only Way Out Is In. And one of the exercises that you have in here is if someone has a desire they want fulfilled, and you tell the story about how you got your first home, the first house that you were in, but you have six steps to this, and I really think they're great. One is have a desire you want fulfilled. Two, be specific with your words, plan it well, write it down. Three, close your eyes and visualize with feeling the completed perfect condition of your desire being manifested. Four, just before going to sleep, go over your desire in your mind or read it, because this generates a very strong force. And five, the substance in the ethers is what our desire is made of in the visible world. And realize all you have to do is hold on to your faith and vision and to surrender. Six, don't tell anybody about your desire or visualization or speak it out loud. It'll dissipate the energy you have generated. It will manifest quicker for you if you do not discuss this with anyone. That is, I think those points are so well stated. And I know that many other very wise people have stated similar things. Then you talk about the secret power to draw upon. And you talk about a bubble of light. Let's discuss that for a bit, so that people can be aware how they can use their minds to protect themselves.
We have to realize and really know that, and Neville Goddard says it very well. He says, the mind of God, or the mouth of God, is the mind of man. And all we have to do is to choose to listen, and our solution is right there. The problem that we think we have is always accompanied by a solution. One main solution, but many solutions. And if we're interested in finding, like, a better relationship with a coworker or with a husband or a daughter or a child or whatever, we have to realize that there is a better way, and the better way is a win-win situation where everyone is satisfied and complete. So if you feel that you're not complete in a relationship, that's one way to go. If you feel like you're lacking in anything, you have to change your perception about what is lacking. And you'll hear for hundreds of years how gratitude can change your physical situation, any kind of physical problem. Your gratitude will change how you see a coworker, for example. If you start looking at the better parts of that coworker, and if you feel that you can't or don't have the strength or the faith to do it right now, then go into work or go into that job or go wherever you need to go in a bubble of light, a bubble of protection. The information is invisible in the sense of you can't see this bubble of light, but you can certainly feel it. And when you go into a law office or a courtroom, if you have problems there, you go in this bubble of light, this bubble of protection. You are aligning with universal mind, or you can call it God. I call it universal mind, spirit, God. But you're going in with certainty and faith that you're protected and nothing can harm you. Nothing can disturb you. So if you're hearing the judge say, blah, 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 I'm fine with it. Whatever happens, I am not disturbed. I cannot be disturbed. I cannot be hurt or harmed in any way. And you'll find out that you know, if you had any fears or any worries before you went into the situation, you'll come out, you know, sustained, fulfilled.
Mm-hmm. You have a poem that is titled, as your book is, The Only Way Out Is In, and I want to share it because I know we're running out of time here. There is
okay.
a peaceful path, there is an inner way to the eternal quest, all the sages say. Seeker, turn within. Seeker, turn without. The inner light will make you win. Just let go. Let God give in. There is a peaceful path. There is a way from fear. This is the only way out. And that way is here. And this, I just think you have so many wonderful stories, personal, and you share so many things that I think as a minister it would empower you quite strongly. You have a love for being able to assist people so that they can lift themselves up
mm-hmm.
and out and out of their own quagmire of confusion. And I think your book is delightful. The Only Way Out Is In. Daya, what is your website?
www.padaran.com. Paderan, it's pronounced Paderan, came to us in a dream, Chris and myself.
All right, and that's P-A-D, that's P like Paul, A, D like David, ARAN.com,
yes.
Paderan Publications,
mm-hmm.
and she has more than one book that she's published. This one, The Only Way Out Is In. I think that if you're feeling that you're sort of up against a huge brick wall, you don't know how to get through it, this is something that I believe would be a very useful tool for you to have in your library. Books are friends, and why not gain a friend that
mm-hmm.
can assist you? The
yeah.
only way out is in The Secrets of the 14 Realms to Love, Happiness, and Success. Daya, I want to thank you very much for being my guest today. And I so appreciate, you know, your sharing your story and being brave and putting it out there, because I think it's important for people to understand many successful people have walked some very, very dark and uncomfortable experiences, and they have been able to not just walk those experiences, they have walked through them
mm-hmm.
and left them behind, but the greatness of the wisdom that they gained from them empowered them to become the successes that they are, just like you are today. My congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Donna, and thanks for having me.
It's been a delight. Donna Sebo here. We're going to be taking a break. Don't forget, the book is The Only Way Out Is In. Go to Daya's website. Her last name is Debbie Doolin, D-E-V-I-D-O-O-L-I-N, and her website, Paderan.com, P-A-D-A-R-A-N.com. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Okay.
Hip, hip, huzzah! My lords and ladies, come one, come all, to the 11th Annual Washington Renaissance Fair at Maris Farms in Buckley, Washington, during the first three weekends in August, beginning August 1st. Bring family and friends to become part of the excitement, cheering for your favorite knight as he jousts for noble causes. Gain an audience with Her Majesty the Queen as she knights young lords and ladies, or enjoy a tankard of ale and a turkey leg experiencing the wonders of the Renaissance.
Live the legend!
Gates open 10 o'clock.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. Four out of the last eight Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says Glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says Glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast, with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, ttap.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Telephone lines are now open, and if you would like to let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, give me a call at our worldwide toll-free number of 888-815-9756. That is 888-815-9756. Also, I wanted to be sure and remind those of you who are in Western Washington, I have one free pass for a family to the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair. And if you would like to get this pass before Saturday, then I want you to get in touch with me. Call my office at 800-872-8852, and I will pop it in the mail to you this afternoon. This is an event that I've been participating in since 2001, and it is fabulous fun for the family. I had a mom and dad and their 4-year-old come to me and saying, "We are just having the time of our lives. We are enjoying the nights. Our 4-year-old gets so excited when he sees all the costumes, and there are people walking around with puppets. It is magical. You step through the gates and you enter into a time zone that just is, I'll use the word again, magical." So I'd like to invite you, if you'd like that free pass, then call me at 800-872-8852. Otherwise, go to their website, Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair. And it can be abbreviated WashingtonRenFair.com. Be sure to put the E at the end of fair, because this has the medieval flavor to it. And that's the way it was written so long ago. They'll give you all kinds of information. You'll find directions out to Maris Farm in Buckley, Washington. And it plan on the whole day, because there are so many vendors there, so many craftspeople, and entertainment of all levels for the entire family. And I'll be in the booth that has the bright red yellow banners behind the man that makes the candy nuts. So you can look for that, and I've got big red lions on those yellow banners too. So just look for that and you'll find me, and of course I, like everyone else, will be in costume. It's a wonderful event. So do give me a call if you want that free pass, 800-872-8852. Let's go to our first caller today. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Donna. This is Nancy. I'm calling from DeLand, Florida. I'd like to thank you for having Daya on your program. She's one of my very, very favorite people.
Oh.
Simply because I feel the love coming from her every time I speak to her. And it's indescribable, but in the past 20 years, I have grown so much, spiritually and into who I really am. And it's thanks to, Daya's, influence on my life and her example.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say thank you for having her, and thank you, Daya, for who you are.
Well, that's wonderful. I appreciate your calling in. That, I think that your words really resonate with what she has published, because she's not afraid to talk about the tough times she went through and what she learned from those tough times. And I don't know anybody on this planet that doesn't go through them at one time or another. And I think when we can share as openly as Daya did, then we really have an ace to work with. So I really appreciate your call.
Okay, well, you have a wonderful evening.
Thank you very much.
Ta-da, I'll see you soon.
All right, that I'm sure she will be listening, and she will hear your wonderful words, and just thrilled that you called in from Florida.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks, dear. Bye-bye. This is Donna Siebel, and if you'd like to call in and chat with me, the telephone number to call in to is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. You will hear on this show many times my talking about the power of one and how, as individuals, we make a difference. Daya has influenced this one woman's life for 20 years. This is something that is significant. Often we do not know how our sharing and our giving and being open with honesty and integrity is going to affect another human being's life. And I think when we can be in our own awareness, have integrity, be sincere, give the best of what we have, it's going to touch someone's life somewhere, and it'll have a ripple effect. Remember, anytime an individual is able to grow through their experiences and become better as a human being, no matter what the situation or circumstance might be, they're going to go out and tap the shoulder of someone else or someone else's mind in some way and passing it on. And that is what is going to make the changes in the world, by each and every one of us taking on that positioning of personal responsibility to be the best person we possibly can be and passing on what we know. And I like to think that that's what we do through this radio show. Pass it on. Whether it's information, like experiences that Daya went through, or if it is knowledge on some level, to be able to empower you, the listener, with an awareness of variables that you may not have even had a clue about, is to me very, very significant. You may know of someone that may need a particular point of information. When we stand true to who and what we are, and have faith and belief that what we are was the finest and the best, and that that quality is making a difference, and you really believe in that, you really believe in yourself, you then will touch people you may never know the name of. You will be able to have an effect that is just going to ripple out there. When we can demonstrate, when we can walk our talk, it gives inspiration to others who may not feel that they're strong enough to do it, but we all are. And that is something that I think is very special. I want to thank Nancy for calling in and sharing her experience. Now, I wanted to, and I had it right here, let me get it out. I wanted to share the Bag Lady poem. We have a lady in our neighborhood. We've seen her for years. She has some of the most outlandish hats you could ever imagine. She's a little bitty gal. She must be about 4 feet tall. She's of Asian background, but she has these huge hats. You've seen the hats like Dr. Seuss wears, you know, in these characterizations, the striped hat, and it's very, very tall. The center of the hat and the brim is oversized. Well, she has hats like this. She puts flowers on them. We have no idea where she lives. We know she's in the local area. We're not sure that she's a bag lady, but she certainly acts like it. She has one of those pull-along grocery cart units, and she has all kinds of things stuffed in it. But she walks along and just carries all of her goodies with her, dress sometimes in outfits that are quite colorful, very unique in style and design, but she is something that is so special in my mind's view because she has, just in the countenance of her face, an attitude about life. And as she's getting older, I do not know her age. I'd assume she might be in her late 60s or early 70s. I could be wrong. But she is someone that lives her life according to her own measure. And there are those of us that maybe at one time would look upon her and say, oh, you poor thing, you're a bag lady. But you know what? In the years that I've observed her, I've never had the opportunity to chat with her, but she does not feel like she has a deprived life. She is living life according to her own measure. And lots of times we look at people and we judge them without realizing that maybe if we took the time to talk to them, we might find out something about them. Daya had a poem in here called The Bag Lady that I wanted to share with you before we go on break. And this is how it reads. A consciousness said hello to her as she entered into this world. It said that she'd be comfortable taking on this role. Do this and do that and you will belong. We'll give you your fears. You'll feel right at home. We won't ask for much, it won't cost you a dime as long as you stay and give us your mind. In our group, you're allowed free of charge to remain, but only if you forget that you are definitely sane. Other rules to which you'll have to abide is to carry 10 bags of goodies while you're still alive. One is a bag full of troubles and woe, and the other are illness, pain, and a cold. Incest and all the depression it brings must be instilled deep inside of your brain. Support groups for this and support groups for that. Your schedule will be full. There will be nothing you lack. Your bags will be filled. As they weigh down your load, your heart aches will grow as you live in the past. That's what sustains us. That's all that we ask. You may tend to think you've outgrown us at last, but once you get into our group with no struggle, you can never get past. What's the use? Burst that bubble. Try as you may to be saved from your plight, just look back and remember, we gave you the right. We gave you the comfort of being alone, of being a loser, and having no home. You have us to thank for investing in you. We've given you much, but not much, it's true. You ask us to hold you, and tightly we must, for you have forsaken all, and it is we whom you trust. There's no need to fuss, there's no need to cry, just carry your bags. Don't pretend you can fly. We'll be in touch with you every day of your life, bringing bundles of joy packaged brightly with strife. We are the gift you have asked for, to remember your name, to embrace you, misuse you, and miscreate is our game. We are what you think. We are what you know. Consciousness is the blessing for whatever you sow. You can unplug from us any time that you wish, but you can be sure we won't show you the switch. You have us to thank for enlightening your path. You are the bag lady, and we are, well, we just laughed. We are your tribal consciousness. Those words are powerful words. What do you choose? I hope you'll choose to be true to yourself. This is Donna Siebel. Give me a buzz if you want to chat. 888-815-9756. We're taking a break. We're going to be right back.
Hip huzzah! My lords and ladies, come one, come all, to the 11th Annual Washington Renaissance Fair at Maris Farms in Buckley, Washington, during the first 3 weekends in August, beginning August 1st. Bring family and friends to become part of the excitement, cheering for your favorite knight as he jousts for noble causes. Gain an audience with Her Majesty the Queen as she knights young lords and ladies, or enjoy a tankard of ale and a turkey leg, experiencing the wonders of the Renaissance.
Live the legend!
Gates open 10 o'clock.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Siebel. That's right, Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Siebel's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. If you're a first-time caller, all I need to do is have your first name or your initial, and then, of course, I love to know what part of the country you're calling in from. And 888-815-9756 is the toll-free number to call in to. I wanted to share with you a couple of points. If you're out hunting for a job, and I know there are so many of you that are doing exactly that, many times you're going to have an interaction via the telephone. Employers like to talk to people on the phone to help whittle down the number of candidates that they're going to be inviting to the office. So you want to remember your voice is going to make a difference, and how you speak is going to make an impression. Think about how you respond to people when they're talking to you on the phone. The other day, I was talking to someone, a young lady in an office, and she sounded like she had a mouth full of mush, and she was talking at 10,000 miles an hour. I asked her more than once to repeat herself. She did not know how to speak clearly and to enunciate her words. Consequently, anybody that would interact with her would be asking her to repeat over and over again. And it was obvious this young lady had not had any training about how to present herself on the telephone. So here are a couple of tips. Remember, your voice conveys a lot of information. A simple act of smiling when you're talking into the receiver is a powerful way to show how well you can get along with people. How you feel reflects in your voice. If you're happy, if you're feeling good, you've had just this wonderful experience, there's a lightness in the voice that conveys a very special message. If you're down in the mouth and you just are having a terrible day and then your voice just goes down, you just have this heaviness that comes across in the voice. Believe me, people pick up on that. When you're looking for a job, put on your best vocal face. Also, some other things that they have found is that when you're getting ready to do a phone interview, don't be in your PJs. Dress up for that phone interview. Why? It affects how you speak. Think of that and what you are presenting yourself as and how you do it effectively. It really makes a difference. This is all psychological stuff, but it really does work. So when you are dressed well and you're speaking on the phone for this interview, you're going to have a much different presentation of yourself. And also, when you are asked to call in for an interview, dialing *70 will disable call waiting on most phones, which means you won't have to worry about something burping when you're talking. Occasionally, when I have guests on the show, they may have call waiting on the phone, and we'll be talking, and all of a sudden, it's bloop, it's like they've been disconnected. What's happened? Their call waiting has not been deactivated. So if you have this on your phone, and you're going to be doing a phone interview, disable it. Once you hang up, your call waiting is automatically reactivated. Very good point of information. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. And that number is 888-815-9756. How would you like to stay safe when you're on the Internet? There is a way that you can safeguard your identity, your credit, and your money. There's an online security specialist, Robert Siciliano, and he had some associates, Mark Rash and Jane Hitchcock, and they wanted to share some tips because this is their business. This is what they do. So they say if you want to avoid a wireless trap, you know, those wireless internet
connections that have been put up in so many places so you'd have the convenience of using them. There's no security there. So what they recommend is to use public Wi-Fi at places like internet cafes only for surfing the web and casual email. Don't do any banking or shopping when you're in those places. There are those individuals that are just scanning those wireless waves to find out about you. Also, if you want to sidestep a scam, if there's an email solicitation or a website that is, well, you just want to know, are they legit? Go to scambusters.org. Scambusters.org. They've got a huge database of scams that attempt to steal money, identity, or actually introduce a virus into computers. And Lord knows, we've had enough of those passed around. I'm astonished at what goes on. It's just absolutely amazing how hard people will work to disrupt other people's lives and the computer programs that they have. Also, before you use your credit card to make a purchase on the internet, you want to check the web address in your browser. The HTTP in the address should be changed to HTTPS. There needs to be the S at the end. And then you need to look and see if there's a lock icon at the bottom of the browser that's locked. If you don't see these, don't order. Empty your cart and close the window. And something I learned is that there are particular software systems that have been developed. If you go in to order something and then, what, maybe you're interrupted by the kids or the cats up on the stove where it shouldn't be, and you go, oh my goodness, and you just leave everything there and you just push the button so you're out of the internet. There are software programs with various companies. They'll be in touch with you. You didn't finish your order. What happened? I didn't know that they did this, but you'll start getting all kinds of information from them because they will have logged on to your particular address since you were already in the system, even though you didn't complete the order, even though you take yourself out. So make sure you close yourself out if you choose not to order something. Just don't disconnect without completing the process. Now, credit card companies offer zero liability policies that say you're not responsible for fraudulent charges, but they've got a caveat with that. There's a 30 to 60 day time limit. Don't get stuck with a bill that doesn't belong to you. That has happened to me and my husband. You don't want that happening to you. And if you check your statement every month, you're going to be able to avoid that. It's a little bit of time. Go through it item by item by item. There's a lot of people that use their credit cards for everything, and then they go right in and pay the bill off at the end of the month, which is wonderful, especially if you've got one of those mileage cards. It's just great. So you can do that, but make sure you check that statement. Also, trying a free scrambler, if you want to protect your computer, they have a program called BitLocker. Windows Vista comes with it, and you can download it. But there is a site called TrueCrypt.org, TrueCrypt, that you will find valuable. And just remember, you need to be able to be sure that your firewalls and everything else works properly. And if you're concerned about kids, well, there is something that you can check out. McAfee has a family protection plan, and also netnanny.com, N-E-T-N-A-N-N-Y. And you can make sure that your children aren't going to be able to muck around with the system in the way that you don't want them to. So there's just a few tips for you. But remember, it is an ever-changing world. And when it comes to the awesome world of technology, it's always good to know somebody who knows more than you do so you can stay up to par. But those are just a few tips I wanted to share with you. Well, we're out of time today. Remember, always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Tomorrow, seeing is believing. We're going to be talking with a repeat guest, Tim O'Brien from Ripley's Believe It or Not. We look forward to having you join us. Tell your friends. And again, if there's anyone in Western Washington that would like to have a free pass, call my office, 800-872-8255.
8852. I've got one, and I'd love to see it go to someone who has a family and would love to attend the final weekend of the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair. Life is a wonderful gift. Unwrap it, savor it, and share it with those that you love, and even maybe a stranger or two. It's a good thing. This is Donna Sebo. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.